The people of South Africa have been watching and waiting for news of their former president Nelson Mandela and hoping that the worst will not come. The president is 94 years of age. He has spent 27 years in jail during the apartheid regime in that country, 5 years subsequently as president of South Africa. And this is his third time in hospital this year. We'll be talking to journalist Fiona Ford in a moment. But first of all, she's been talking to some of those gathered outside former President Nelson Mandela's home in Johannesburg this morning.
Dada Madiba, it's our father. He won't die. We still need him in this world.
I love him because of his personal struggle in order to liberate the minority in the country. And, you know, for the fact that he was able to forgive and encourage others to forgive as well. It will be a big loss for South Africa if he dies and for the rest of the world.
Tata Madiba, we love him. He must recover quick. All the world, they need Madiba.
Some of those gathered outside Nelson Mandela's home in Johannesburg, talking there to Fiona Ford, who's on the line now. Good morning, Fiona, and thanks for recording those interviews with people who are obviously very affected, right up close to the extent of wanting to go to Nelson Mandela's house. What news, if there is any news, about the former president's condition is available?
Yeah, just one minor correction, Cathal. Those people are just about a block or two away from his home because we can't get access to it. We're standing just literally 20, 30 metres from his home, but access is very, very strict. Just in answer to your question, we're now in day three. We've had no update on Madiba's condition since he was since Saturday morning, just a few hours after he was hospitalised. And there's a very, very grim mood here this morning because since yesterday, the Mandela family have taken full control of access to him, of reporting on his conditions, or have decided amongst themselves not to release any information about his condition because they say there is nothing new to say. They've also stopped all members of the African National Congress from visiting him, as well as members of the government. And what we're reading from that is they're trying to perhaps hold on to these precious moments that they have with him. It's not looking very good, but as we do know, Madiba has struggled through many of these hospitalizations and hospital stays before, and he is 94, he's on the eve of his 95th birthday. All hope is that he will pull through once again. However, the big question remains is whether or not he will return to this house and house and ever again.
Tell us something about his family, those closest to him. How many of them are there, where they are?
What we're dealing with Madiba are three families, because he was married first to a woman called Evelyn, and with Evelyn he had four children, of which one is remaining, and that's the oldest daughter, Maki. And then his second marriage was to Winnie Madikizela Mandela, and with her he had two children, Zanani and Zinzi. They're both still alive. With his third wife, Grasa Michelle, he hasn't had any children. So there are three remaining children, all daughters, and then they have he's got close to 20 grandchildren, some great-grandchildren. And unfortunately, this is a family, or families rather, that don't always see eye to eye. There's always simmering tension between the Mandelas, between the various families. And for the past few days, it has been Maki, the oldest daughter, who has been pretty much running the show at the hospital in Pretoria where he's being treated. And then, of course, there are Winnie's two daughters, one of whom is an ambassador to Argentina. So she's out of the country at the moment, and I guess we will all be watching for whether or not Zanani will return home. And if she does, then that would obviously, I think it would spell a very, very grim condition here.
How much attention in, not just in the media, but in people's concerns, people's hearts, is these days of not much information, but obviously grounds for concern about former President Mandela's condition. How big is it impacting on people's lives?
Very, very big. But I think the other thing that's at play here this morning is that in the past 2.5 years, Mr. Mandela has been hospitalized 6 times. And in this year alone, this is the 4th time he's been admitted to hospital. So while 2 years ago, during that first hospital visit in January 2011, the country came to a complete and utter standstill. He was 92 at the time, and everybody feared the worst. And of course, he rallied through. And this morning, everybody's hugely concerned, everybody fearing the worst, but at the same time holding on to the fact that he always seems to rally through. We're hearing a lot of people saying they're not ready to let him go. They still see him as their father, their political father, social father, despite the fact that he's been in retirement for more than 10 years now. We haven't seen his hand on government policy. We don't see him in government life. But that hasn't taken away from the fact that the esteem that local South Africans hold him in and how much they genuinely love this man that they call the father of the nation.
All right, Fiona. By the way, we call him Nelson Mandela, but most South Africans, and you indeed, have called him Madiba. Where does that name come from?
That's his clan name. So every South African would belong to a clan, and Madiba's clan was called Madiba, or rather Nelson Mandela's clan was called Madiba. And here it's an affectionate term to refer to somebody as a clan name as opposed to their Christian names or given names at birth. And that's why we all refer to him as Madiba.
All right. Well, Fiona Ford, thank you very much for talking to us and indeed talking to some of those obviously very worried about Madiba, former President Mandela's condition in Johannesburg this morning.